This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
So Miami will punt. Back-to-back possessions. Jake Bailey with a big punt, sends Deontay Hardy all the way back to the five, has some space, takes off, look out, Hardy gets a block downfield, Hardy's gonna go, he's in midfield, nobody's gonna catch him, Deontay Hardy, 95 yards!
All right, Woody, you got it in, man. You got it in. That's how it ended. And we're over it, man. We are moving on. Woody, you had to put that in there. As soon as I heard that punt, I went, oh, boy, here we go. All right. Hey, we say good morning. Thursday night football game night for the Miami Dolphins and the Buffalo Bills. We got a lot of news to get to. Raheem Mostert out. Devon Achane, game time. Jalen Wright. Gets some more playing time, obviously, and we'll see what happens from there. Jeff Wilson's going to play. I'm guessing he's the guy for sure in between that's going to get a lot of playing time. And, you know, I'm not going to overthink this offensive game plan. I do it too much. I don't know why I do this. Well, they're going to go. I didn't realize they were going to go outside to all those screens last week and ended up working really well, and Achane was a big part of it, and got a lot of first downs out of it. Did it a lot. Now, some of them got stopped early on in the game. But when you really get back to it, it starts, sometimes finishes, with the two guys on the outside and those big plays that they create. Sooner or later, you throw it to them enough. And if you do, usually happens to both of them, like last week, where Waddle had a 63-yard catch and a 100-plus-yard game. And Tyreek Hill had over 100 yards and had an 80-yard touchdown. By the way, I was just looking last night at the Tyreek Hill touchdown, that 80-yard touchdown run. And you know what? Almost every time, you know, I kind of joke about it, and I've seen they play it sometimes on. Safety makes one false move. Usually these safeties can't run like the corners. In general, corners run a lot better when they're scouting them than safety. Safeties can play longer and can get away with not running like they used to because they play on their smarts. They're the quarterback. They set everybody up. But they got to help on over the top. They got to help on crossing routes. They got to stay deeper than the deepest. And last week, Jacksonville safety got caught a little bit too worried about over the top and got a little loose. And Tyreek catches the ball, beats his corner by a couple of steps, and then catches the ball. And the safety didn't have the speed to run east and west and cut him off because he's a little too loose. One bad step, man. One bad step. That was one of the themes last year. One bad step by a safety who's supposed to help. Freezes for a second, watching to his eyes, getting a bad jump. One false step on whether to go back, come up, and Tyreek wins, man. I mean, he beats on a crossing route that becomes wide open where he can turn it up like he did last week against Jacksonville and go for 80. Or if you bite on the crossing stuff, if you bite or you look back too long and Tyreek runs by you and beats the double team, which we also saw a lot last week. So, hey, probably going to be more of that at some point These safeties tonight haven't done that much. We'll see how they play. Damar Hamlin's been a great story, but really, really had the year off last year for good reason. Listen, man, Buffalo, what they did, keeping him on the roster and making sure he's okay. And I don't know about you, but if I owned that team last year and I like Damar Hamlin's good for business and having him around is the right thing to do, but I would have been real careful in not playing him either because I don't want anything bad to happen on my watch or on my paycheck and paying the guy. So anyway, we'll see what happens tonight. There's going to be a lot to talk about as we say good morning to everybody. Got a lot of stuff going on. So the Dolphins get the bad news about the touchdown maker from last year with 21 touchdowns, Raheem Mostert, who's out. We'll watch. I don't know. Usually fast guys got a bad ankle. They don't play. It's been talking about Dupe. If you're up listening this morning, Mark Duper. But a lot of guys don't like to play, man, because their game is, especially smaller speed guys, don't play. I know Devon's going to look and realize they need him tonight, but they also have a couple of other guys that they have to get him through in a short week. It's a long season. So I don't know what's going to happen with Devon Achane tonight, if he's going to play, if he can run on a little bit of a bad ankle. He got popped. He got a lot of touches last week. He got knocked around. He got up slow like Raheem did when he got hurt. He got up real slow. And those guys from the inside, when you run those screens outside, you got to get rolling quickly because the pursuit inside will catch up with those guys running, trying to put a big hit on you before you can turn up the field. And so that's we'll see what happens tonight. But, hey, this Taron Johnson being out, nickelback, who's one of the best, if not the best in the business for the Buffalo Bills, he is out. And that is of all the other ones, some of the other guys that won't be playing tonight are kind of backups and role players. But Taron Johnson is the nickelback who plays every snap, who's really, really good. Really good. Now, they still got some good players. Benford's good. Rasul Douglas, really good pickup. Great pickup from Green Bay. That was came in, and, man, they didn't miss a beat. I thought he was really good and a big part of their success last year. I thought he did a nice job. So there'll be a lot to talk about. We'll have a lot more in the Miami Dolphins game against the Buffalo Bills. Both teams off to a start. It is so funny because the Dolphins were down at home 14-0. The Bills were down 17-3 at home. So two of the three teams that fell behind by at least 14 points, they were able to come back and win. Bills had to score a lot of points, and the Dolphins kind of shut it down defensively, shut Jacksonville down in the second half. And you know about all the plays and the two impact plays that were made by Javon Holland and Tyreek Hill with Tua throwing the ball were pretty special plays. But we got a lot of other stuff going on here this morning, too, man. We really do, and we'll get into stuff with Baldy. Brian Baldinger will join us a little bit later in the show. We'll talk to him about the National Football League stuff and some of the bad offensive play that we saw, to be honest. How much do you read into it in week one with everything that happened and some of the bad numbers by quarterbacks? Some are saying it's not the quarterback, it's the offensive line. Same thing happening in Chicago. If this thing doesn't work for Caleb Williams, which I don't want to overreact from 1 week, but if not, at some point you got to start looking at coaching. I mean, you keep bringing guys in, it doesn't work, and guys look lost, and you keep adding more players, and you feel good about all the pieces you've added, and try to get a lot around Caleb to come in and be the first overall pick. And listen, man, being the first overall pick, there's some serious pressure. One thing about being a first-round pick, and then there's another being the first overall pick in the draft. So, but I don't want to overreact because all the young quarterbacks struggled last week, along with a lot of veteran quarterbacks who struggled last week in their thing. FIU at FAU. How about that game? You know, we don't talk much about it. Kind of gets lost with University of Miami playing, and they're at home against Ball State. 3:30 start for them, and Cam Ward's story just continues to grow. And off to a great, great start here. And matter of fact, we got some good news with that. It looks like after this Ball State game, the South Florida game will be on ESPN. I know Woody's going up to the game. Will be up there. He went to school up there, and he's a little excited that his team's a lot better. But that game's either going to be on ESPN or ESPN2 and 7 o'clock start next week for those people. And I know a lot of South Florida people will be driving up there anyway. Not that bad a drive to get up there to Tampa. Where they play that game, Woody? Where will that game be played?
Well, that's a Raymond James, the Buck Stadium.
It will be. Do they play them all there now, or do they play?
They do. They're getting an on-campus stadium in a few years, but
okay.
They do play there.
But they don't have a smaller place they play for other games.
No. Okay. And it does look empty most games, yes.
No, I wasn't saying. I wasn't even going there. And by the way, Tampa Bay's got a nice stadium. Nice stadium and good. Those players will appreciate some of the best turf in the league, too. That's got the good stuff. But FIU at FAU, a 3:30 start. I want to make sure we gave him out a shout. That game's up in Boca, Woody, right? If I'm not mistaken, that's an FAU game who's not off to a great start. 0-2 for them, and played a team last week that just kind of just kept running the ball. Just old school run. And FIU's at 1-1, too. So want to make sure for people going up to that, I want to let them know if you went to school at FIU or FAU, get out there, man. Get out there and follow your team for sure. So anyway, hey, we got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning. Pete Prisco, CBS Sports football columnist, is going to join us in just a second here. We're going to talk to Pete. We got a lot of stuff to get to here from the National Football League. And we'll talk to Pete a little bit about Jacksonville and the Miami game, and also looking ahead to the Buffalo Bills game. So we'll have that coming up for you in just a moment. But first, I want to take a second this morning to tell you about Atlantic Men's Clinic. ED and low T, man. I know some guys start rolling their eyes every time I go, oh, Joe's going to tell a story again. Joe, can you keep it quiet? No, I can't, man, because I want to help you. I want to help you have the results that I had, because I have, well, obviously, 67 years old. I had low T, but the one that snuck up on me was the ED. And folks, Atlantic Men's Clinic works. And I was kind of wondering how this is going to go, man. How this is going to go, because I want to play tennis. I want to work out. I want to feel like I'm 30 or 40 years old. I do. I want to get a lot out of every day. I want to make sure I stay active until I am just exhausted. And my sex drive, I wanted to get that back. And boy, I'll tell you what, Atlantic Men's Clinic did it all. And if you've ever gone to a party, I say this all the time, you really didn't want to go to, and you kind of got forced to go by your wife, like, we need to go, and you go, I like these people. And then you go and you have a great time. And you leave and you go, man, I'm so glad you got me to go. I had a blast. Well, that's what it's like going to Atlantic Men's Clinic. You don't want to go and share stuff about low T and ED, but you get all these tests done and you meet with these professionals and you get on a program and it works. You go, man, that's the best thing I ever did, going to Atlantic Men's Clinic, because the results were fantastic. It was just 6.5 months ago. 6.5 months ago, and within a week or two, I started to really, really feel a lot better. And a month later, man, you're like, bam, you're feeling a lot younger. Hey, it happens to guys in their 30s, 40s, 50s. I was lucky I didn't get hit with some of those earlier days, but it will happen to everybody sooner or later. And when it does, what are you going to do? You got to make a decision. Atlantic Men's Clinic works. That's my decision. And I want you to make an appointment with them. The first one's the most important one. Meet with, and then get all the tests done to find out what's going on with you. And then let's get on a program and get started. 6 locations throughout South Florida to serve you. Call them today. Set up that first appointment, the most important one, 877-455-7300, or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com. All right, welcome back here on a football night for the Miami Dolphins, taking on the Bills. Thursday night football, minus Raheem Mostert out, Devon Achane game time, Jalen Wright get ready to play, the rookie out of Tennessee, taken in the fourth round, and we'll see what happens today, when we find out, for people to get there early and kind of curious to see how the little workout goes before the game, and then they'll decide whether to play Devon Achane or not, who, by the way, had a huge game along with the two wide receivers last week in the passing game. Big part of it was a lot of the plays he made. Hey, listen, anytime a running back goes over 10 yards per carry, per catch, that's really, really good. Considering where they start usually catching the ball on those screens and following blocks and making guys miss, and he's really good, man. He's off to a great start. I think he had a total of over 100 yards in the game running and pass catching, so good start for him. But you know the deal. You know, and how will our defense play against Josh Allen? How's it? People get tired of hearing about the record and the friggin' numbers, and Woody was just throwing his numbers in that last game, and I totally forgot. I knew they turned the ball over a few times. I remember before the half, you remember the play? No timeouts left, and they decide to throw it inside, and I believe it was Jerome Baker makes this great play right at the goal line, just short, and they don't get any points out of it. They don't, you know, everybody thought they'd throw it away if they couldn't do it. He decides that he's going to throw it underneath, thought the guy was going to be able to catch it and score, and Jerome Baker made one of those great plays. Now, it ended up for nothing because you end up losing the game, but it was a hell of a play back then. By the way, the game was great. You were super shorthanded, and I got to tell you, old Vic put together a hell of a game plan. Vic Fangio, shorthanded, all the pass rushers, you know, that's the last game, and they're all gone by then. You know, all those guys were injured and not playing, and he still put together a hell of a game plan to slow them down, and you hold their offense to 14 points. 14 points with that group they had last year. It's pretty damn good. Of course, special teams was the difference in the game, and just can't – in these tight ball games, you can't have a return beat you. It's just like when you're putting game plans together – you're looking at how you can do, you know, run the ball and throw the ball and stop the run and stop the pass and stay away from big plays. But the one thing we don't talk about, because it doesn't happen a lot, it's not like returns happen every game for every team. You get one or two a year, and Buffalo got one. Buffalo got one, and just that can't happen on a punt return, especially on a kickoff return, especially on this new kickoff return, although we did have one for a touchdown last week. DJ Dallas in the Arizona against Buffalo, by the way, ends up returning one for a touchdown, but didn't help them. They still end up losing the game. Buffalo comes all the way back to win that game. But, yeah, man, this game is pretty big stuff for week two. I don't mind acting like, yeah, it's important, because the next time you play them, it's going to be on the road. And that hasn't gone real well. It's been a long, long time. Matter of fact, I believe the last time we beat them up there, and I might be wrong, was Kenyon Drake and Devontae Parker and Matt Moore up there.
I think
towards the end of the year in like a shootout. What's that?
Are all three of those guys retired?
They are.
Now?
They're all. They're all out.
Kenyon just retired.
Yeah, you know. But that was a hell of a game. Remember that shootout? By the way, it was a hell of a game. One of the best games. And
a lot of these games have been very entertaining.
No, they have.
I mean, that Week 18 game you were just talking about.
I agree.
It was an entertaining game.
And by the way, the playoff game up there ended up being, I mean, you had your chances even with Skylar Thompson.
Skylar
is the third quarterback playing because of injury. And, hell, we're right there at the end of the game. We got a field goal to tie it or, you know, a last drive to win it.
I mean, as much as we may not like the Bills, they are a fun team to watch, right? Josh Allen is a fun quarterback to watch, and I don't know where people rank him, but he's right up there, right? Top three, top five, easy, right?
Oh, man.
He's right in that conversation. He just hasn't been able to get over the Mahomes hump.
No, but he's been able to get over this hump down here. He's been able to start talking about winning four AFC East championships and, you know, divisions championships in
and
a
all
row.
That's nice, right? I mean, that is good.
No, but for them, so up there they get, well, it's great. You win the division. Sometimes you win a playoff game. They have won a bunch of playoff games over the last 4 or 5 years. But what happens is you go into the playoffs. By the way, one of the greatest games, that Kansas City Buffalo game, was unbelievable, right? Kansas City at the very end gets a big play from what? Tyreek, one from Tyreek and one from
the one where he throws
Kelsey.
The peace sign.
Yeah, that's right. Well, yeah, what a great game that was.
Yeah.
That was one of the most entertaining games of all time.
Ones. Allen and Mahomes have been very entertaining too when they get together. But
they're saying up there, hey,
yeah,
all these big one. All these good Buffalo games, and you guys, I mean, it's great, but I haven't seen you in any Super Bowls. And San Francisco's going, hey, you guys had some really good teams. It looks like you got another good one, but you can't win the Super Bowl. Same guy.
I know we're trying to take baby steps here.
Well, yeah, our steps
are win that division first.
Our steps are not
the windows are not open forever, man. With these teams and Josh Allen's window, I don't know, man. He continues to take a lot of shots.
Well,
I don't know. You know, like he's not going to play into his 40s playing that way.
No, it doesn't seem like it. Does it? No. He is.
He's a running back for the most part.
He's friggin' reckless, man.
He's half quarterback, half running back, and. I know you said you stood next to him on the field, and he's just enormous.
He's a big dude. Like, where do you rank him as far as running quarterbacks? Man. Lamar's number one.
Yeah, right behind Lamar.
He might be number two.
Yeah, and I showed
there's
you that
a bunch
video
of good running
yesterday.
Quarterbacks too.
Do you see that? I showed you the video where he goes leaping into the end zone and he knocks down a defensive lineman.
The big guy bounced off him.
Just went flying to the ground.
So
yeah, he's a big guy, man. That business decision, right? That Derrick Henry thing, tackling a guy late. Josh Allen's got a little bit of that in.
Well, Josh Allen, if he can make you look bad, like it was interesting to hear his comments. He's very aware of who's trying to tackle him, and he processes that real quickly. Like, do I try to get around this guy? Do I slide or do I knock the crap out of this guy because he really doesn't want to hit me? And that was kind of one of the first times I've heard him say, you know, he's talking about Baker coming up to make the tackle, and he decided, oh, boy, this guy will hit me, so I'm going to go over the top. But it should be a hell of a game tonight, man. I expect it to be another, you know, really good game down here. Some of them haven't been great up there, but we've had a lot of good ones down here through the years. But it's a new year, as Mike's been saying. Hey, man, all these past numbers, his 11-2. Hell, I wasn't here for a lot of them. I don't care about them. I just want to win this one. And honestly, this is going to be your best opportunity with the team you have. Even with Raheem out, this is going to be the best opportunity you have. By the way, happens to be their deepest position on their team. Some may agree with me or disagree with me, but I think running back's the deepest team they have, especially with what we've seen from Jalen Wright and how good he is.
So my question to you this morning, I guess, is if the Dolphins win this game, does it erase the narrative that they can't beat good teams?
Well, people are going to want to see
it
more.
Fix that?
So some of it does, because it starts with these guys.
Or are they going to go, oh, this isn't the same Bills team?
No, they can't. You can't do that.
Oh, people will.
Well, then you're
right?
Just looking for negative.
They're not the same Bills team, but they've been in your way for a long time.
So that's a start. It's a great start to go 2-0 and four, get two wins in 4 days if you can win this game.
Yes.
And it's against a really good football team.
Probable playoff teams, right?
By the way, both teams really good, except for whatever happened to Jacksonville just in the big collapse. But
yeah.
They still got to win some games on the road. Don't get me wrong. You still trying to think of something. You got Buffalo up there. You're going to have the Jets. The Jets are probably still going to be around, although you may not be buying it after week one.
Let's see if they can lose to Tennessee. That'd be fantastic.
Oh, that would be.
Texter asked, by the way, do you get nervous every time Waddle, Mostert, Achane get hit a little hard? I know I do. Feels like our guys are a little fragile. We've dealt with a fair share of injuries down here.
So, first of all, those three guys are not real big.
Yeah,
Tyreek Hill's the obviously physically, if you've seen him up close, he's just built
a little differently.
He is one muscular son of a gun. He is one athletic, muscular, durable dude. He really has been. In his career, he has been. Do I worry about Waddle? Yes. Yes, I do. I got to tell you, Waddle had one of the most efficient games I've ever seen.
Really
five targets, five catches for over 100 yards. I mean, it'd be one thing you go, hey, five catches for like 50 yards on quick curls or crossing routes. No, some of that stuff was down the field, that 63-yarder. And listen, they're gonna be doing that again tonight. Mike's going to set them up for more of those plays tonight. Mike will be looking at this group. He knows Taron Johnson's out, and he's going to be looking at more plays, especially going after those safeties, making them make some decisions. And this is not the old pair. Hell, we got Poyer on our team now, the old pair of real smart. And, you know, a lot of people thought those were the two best safeties playing together for a long, long time up there in Buffalo. He's going to attack that area. That area is going to get attacked in this game. But make no mistake about it, when this game is over, the amount of targets, 12 for one guy, 5 for the other, 10, 7, probably going to be 16, 17 targets starting on the outside with the two guys that just got new contracts or got extended contracts. And the other part of it, Tua's got great timing with both of them. And so, yeah. Now, still think we got to get another wide receiver going. We got to do better than two catches for 13 yards out of the tight end position. That's not what we expected. But,
you know, it's funny. You spent a lot of time in the offseason talking about the third wide receiver and who that was going to be. I know you wanted Odell to be that guy. They don't have anyone right now. And you're right, because, like, a guy mentioned Waddle being fragile. Like, he's probably, sad to say this, at some point going to miss time. Right? I think it's incredibly unlikely he makes it the entire way.
Well, yeah. I mean, look, he's probably going to miss some time. Yeah. It's hard to play 17 games in this league. So the part, the Braxton Berrios one is weird. They tried a few times. Either he wasn't open or they were off a little bit. Well,
what's up with the Braxton thing? Because, like, I kept hearing they might cut him during the offseason. Like,
what are they going to do? Malik Washington's out again tonight. You That's all, he's already, they've said he's out. So now, I mean, they bring somebody up. Do we end up finding out as a Kamas a story tonight? Like, they bring him up this week and make him the third? I don't know. Or is this just heavily, once again, the two wide receivers and the running back position? I just got to believe when they look at what they have, the tight end position is going to get pushed to get more out of again tonight. I mean, Durham Smythe didn't have a catch in the game. We got to get Durham with 3 or 4 catches tonight, 5 catches tonight. So
the tight ends had more false start penalties than they did.
It wasn't. Huh? That wasn't a good start for the tight ends. And by the way, they did try. I mean, they had some calls for it. Just again, 2 catches for 13 yards.
You sold me on the tight ends, man. I had Jonnu on the fantasy team here. I mean, you told me you get him involved.
Yeah, Jonnu Smith, 1 for 7 yards. Yeah, guy. Yeah,
that didn't go so well, huh?
No, I whiffed on a lot of stuff last week. I whiffed on stuff that I was told.
You sold us on Jalen Wright, so he's on all my teams as well. Got a stash down there, but let's see.
Oh, man. Well, a lot of it starts with Devon Achane and see what happens there. Boy, everybody had a hell of a time with his name yesterday. I heard Achane.
Were you doing some interviews around
town? No, I was just listening to everybody talking. I mean, the guy was real active in the first game. All right, hey, we got to go to break. 7 o'clock hours coming up here, man. Got a lot more stuff to get to. And we want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers this morning. Suburbans and Tahoes and a Traverse over to a Trailblazer, an Equinox, a Blazer. I just named a couple of the big boys, the big comfortable fellas, like the Suburbans and Tahoes, our midsize Traverse, and our smaller SUVs, the Blazer, the Trailblazer, and Equinox. So much style and substance. Really is. It just really comes down to what makes you feel most comfortable. You know, I got to make a decision at some point here as we get close to retirement, and we're close to it. Is staying in a big, comfortable Tahoe. Man, they're hard to give up. They're just hard to give up. They're so comfortable. They really are, man. I get another one. You know, my wife's got something smaller. I go, it's nice, but it's, you know, I like that big Tahoe, man. And I think you will, too. If you're looking for something like me, you're big, and you beat it up a little bit, boy, the Tahoe's perfect for you. It really is. Right over to our number one selling Silverado truck. Strong, durable Silverado trucks, man. Whether you're looking for a full-time working truck, it's just you and the truck, and it's not about anybody else in the family. That's how you make a living. And sometimes you work Saturday and Sunday because, again, that's what you do. And Silverado Truck wants to be there for you because they are durable. As hard as you work, they're going to work, and you can depend on them. And the Silverado Trucks for the whole family, we got those too. You need that extra space, get the kids to school, get them around on the weekends. We got them. New and used, with low mileage, ready for you. And I always say this, cars, trucks, and SUVs have never looked better than they do right now at your South Florida Chevy dealers. Matter of fact, qualified buyers get 1.9% APR on all 2024 Silverado 1500s, the Blazer EV, the Equinox, the Trailblazer, and the Blazer, and even the Colorado models as well. Chevrolet, together, all over South Florida. Let's drive.